Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you so much for joining us this morning for prayer. Good morning. Thank you again for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you again for joining us. If you have any prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer requests at this time. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Sharon, if you are on, can you tell me if you're able to join us this morning in prayer?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. So we're going to have Sharon to open us up, followed by Pauline, and I will close us out, and we're going to try to stay within that 10-minute time frame if we can. Praise the Lord. And let's remember, of course, to pray for the concerns of our nation, the things that we know that are happening, the human trafficking, our presidency, things that we know that you know that may be happening in your community. And so we want to look at those particular areas right now, asking the Lord to come in. Let's pray even concerning that group we know that created the largest Ouija board in the world so that they can summon the largest ghosts. We know during the month of October there's a lot of activity as it relates to the spirit of witchcraft. So we want to make sure that we are keen in the spirit, pulling down those regional strongholds and coming against those demonic forces and standing united, being able to come against the works of the enemy. So we just want to put those things out there that you remember that in your prayer. And those of you that are listening in that have connected with us this morning in prayer, that you would also be praying along with us as we go before the throne of grace. And again, we welcome each and every person for joining this morning for their time of intercessory prayer. Sharon, please go ahead. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, God, thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us, that we can come to your throne of grace. And so, God, this morning we come individually, but we come collectively, God, asking you that you would bend your ear, that you would hear our prayer, that you would be with us, oh God. We thank you for gathering us together for one cause, and that is to call on your holy and your matchless name. And so, God, for those that are in the north, the south, the east, and the west, we come, God, as one, as individuals, and then, God, as representatives of this world. We come, God, asking you first to forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, everything, every thought, every deed, every action, every desire, oh God, that may not line up with your will and your word. We ask for your forgiveness collectively as a people, as a nation, as a country, oh God, as a community, as a family member, as a leader in the house of God. We ask for your forgiveness and we need your mercy like never before. So this morning we come with everything we got and we give it back to you, oh God, for you've given us life and you've given us strength, and we give it back to you. We lay everything we have, God, at the altar of sacrifice, and we say, God, this morning, do what only you can do for us. God, we lay every issue, every circumstance, those things that, God, we may not even be aware of, but you are. We lay, oh God, our heart, our soul, oh God, our desires, God, our emotions, we lay them at the altar, oh God, and we ask that you would be with us, that you would hear us, that you would receive our prayer, oh God. We don't want to just pray, God, ineffectively, but we want to be an effectual, fervent prayer. prayer warrior, because we know, oh God, that those prayers avail much. And so, God, this morning as we gather, we ask, oh God, even that your spirit would be with us, that it will season us, that you would, God, create in us a clean heart, that when we pray, we don't pray amiss, but God, that we would pray effectively, oh God, and we would pray, oh God, and stand in the gap for those that do not even know how to pray. So God, this morning we're asking you to be with us. Oh God, hear our prayer. God, we pray that you would bend your ear. We pray, oh God, that you would allow your mercy and your grace to be with us. Those things, oh God, that we don't deserve, but your grace and your mercy, oh God, would allow us, those, oh God, that may be on the line who are enduring sickness in their bodies, oh God, we lift them up today for the community. Oh God, we lift up it up this morning. For God, we are sick. We are hurting. Oh God, we are despondent. We are in a place where we have left you out. And so, God, this morning, as representatives, we are asking you, oh God, to be with us. We're asking you to come back to us, for we have left you, oh God. And so, God, this morning we pray that even we don't know how it'll happen, but we know, oh God, that you are capable of making it happen. So, God, we invite you back this morning into our schools and our homes and our hearts. Oh God, we lift up the heart of man unto you, and we ask, oh God, that you would be with us, that you would, God, help us to be who you have called us and created us to be. But even, God, when we look at ourselves as a people in a community, we don't see you, oh God. We don't feel you, oh God. But God, this evening, this morning, oh God, we're asking you, oh God, that you would show up, that you would be with us, that you would have your way, that you would forgive us, that you would wash us and cleanse us, that you would deliver us, that you would save us, oh God. We need you like never before. We need you, oh God, to be in our homes. We need you, oh God, and in our families. We need you on our jobs this morning, oh God. We need you, oh God, to show up in our community, in our government. We lift them up to you this morning, and we say, have your way, God. And then, God, after you do what you do, we ask that you would help us to do what we need to do. Help us, oh God, to be a people that will stand for holiness and righteousness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be a people that will lift up your truth, no matter whether it seems popular to the average people. Help us, oh God, to stand for the righteousness of your word, oh God, to carry your word and to live according to your word, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be people that would uphold your standards and obey your commandments, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we know, oh God, that you can do it, but we know that we have a responsibility to do what we ought to do. And so, God, if we're getting it wrong, we ask, God, that you would help us to get it right. So, God, we stand, oh God, as a representative, asking you to touch our mind, oh God, and bind it to the mind of Christ. Touch our heart, oh God, and cause it to be pliable and to be a heart of flesh, that you can turn it back unto you. Touch, oh God, our hands so we can do the work of ministry and what is right and not do what is wrong. Touch our feet, oh God, so we can walk in the path of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
For your name's
sake, oh God, we pray this morning that you would have your way, oh God, in our life, that you would have your way, oh God, as your people, that you would, God, forgive us, and God, you would renew us and restore us back unto you. Keep us, oh God, in your hands. We pray, oh God, even for this month of October, when those spirits of unrighteousness are on an all-time high. We come against, oh God, the spirit, oh God, of evil. We come against, oh God, those spirits and those demons, oh God, that have risen up and taken control of our people, the minds and the hearts of our people. And so, God, we ask that you would open up our eyes, reveal unto us your intercessors. Help us, oh God, to have discerning spirits. Teach us, oh God, how to pray, oh God, as we ought. And then, God, teach us, oh God, how to fight in the spirit, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to stop fighting in the flesh and to fight in the spirit. Join us together as your body of Christ, oh God, and lift us up and teach us, oh God. Teach us how to war in the spirit. We pray, oh God, this morning for your direction. We pray, oh God, that you would illuminate, oh God, and expose everything that's not like you. We ask, oh God, that you would teach us, oh God, and show us your ways, oh God, and teach us the path in which to walk in, oh God, how to represent you. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would have your way, so that, God, what we do, it will be effective in for the kingdom, but God, it will be effective in the earth. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be with us. Restore back unto us. God, wash us and cleanse us and renew us, oh God. Renew the love for you in us, oh God, all over again. God, we ask that you would break every stronghold and every high thing that has exalted itself against your body of Christ. God, that has exalted itself against your wisdom, oh God, that has exalted itself against your righteousness and your truth. Oh God, this morning we ask that you would bring it down and destroy it, that you would help us, oh God, to be who you have called us and created us to be, the salt of this earth and the light in this world. Oh, God, we need you like never before. And so, God, this morning we are coming on behalf of the body of Christ, asking for your mercy, your grace, and your guidance. And we believe it to be so, and we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the only name that really matters, the name above every other name, the sweetest name that we know, the name that we will never stop calling, the name where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, that name, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we pray in his name. And we believe it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. God, thank you this morning. We thank you for the powerful name of Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning, God, for the name, Lord God, whereby men could be saved. Oh, mighty God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your power this morning. We thank you for your grace this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, for your presence this morning. Oh, God, Jesus, you said when you were taken out of this paraphernalia that you were going to send the Holy Ghost, which was going to be our paraclete to comfort us and to guide us and to teach us and to lead us into all truth. So, God, we just thank you this morning for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, Jesus, if the Holy Spirit was not among us, God, we would be as men most miserable in this earth. God, we give you glory this morning. We give you praise this morning. We hallow your name this morning because you are worthy to be praised. Oh, mighty God, we pull on your anointing this morning. Oh, God, we need your power more than ever before. Yea, God, you have given unto us exousia power to bind and to loose. But God, oh God, we need the dunamosh power, God, that explosive power of Jesus Christ this morning, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We need that kind of power, God. We're walking through, oh God, some fiery furnaces of affliction. We have seen all kinds of stuff taking place, God. Oh my God, in our communities, in our homes, in our churches. Oh God, Jesus, in our states and countries. Oh God, and even globally and nationally. Oh my God, Jesus. It is as though, Lord God, we are still in the days of Ahab. God, where wickedness rule and idolatry reign. But God, you've always had a remnant. And God, just like you sent Elijah, God, oh my God, Jesus, to give Ahab a word. My God, we pray in the name of Jesus that as we turn down our faces, God, and look up to you, God, as we bend our knees, God, that you're going to send a word to the leadership, God. Oh my God, Jesus. And everywhere idolatry is, God, you're going to wipe it out. Oh, my God, you said to Elijah, go down to Cherith, that place of separation, that place, Lord God, of cutting. Oh, my God, Jesus, because you had an assignment for him. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pull under God this morning, the very God that could get inside the mind and the instinct of a raven and send the raven with the flesh to feed the man of God. We pull on that God this morning that would cause a bird to do what it wouldn't normally do. Oh, my God, Jesus, the raven would consume flesh naturally, but you cut the appetite of the raven because the raven had an assignment. Oh, my God, Jesus, cut the appetite this morning of the people, Lord God, who want sin, who wants idolatry. Oh, my God, those that are pulling on demonic spirits. Oh, my God, because they want something tangible and quicker. Oh, my God, not realizing what they're unleashing on the earth. My God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are the God of Elijah, but you are our God too. And God, the same power that you demonstrated on Mount Carmel, we ask you, God, to let that power, God, be raised in the earth right now. Oh, my God, go up to Salem, God, in Danvers, in the Massachusetts area. Go up, God, in the hills, wherever witches and warlocks, God, are in operation this morning and are practicing witchcraft, sorcery. Oh, my God, Jesus, calling on other gods, calling on demonic spirits to give them what they want instead of calling on the God of heaven. Oh, my God, to do, Lord God, what folk would normally do. Oh, my God, Jesus, to control the minds of men, to do contrary to what they normally would have done. We curse that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. We bind up every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost this morning, we declare in the atmosphere that God is in control, that God is all powerful, that God is almighty. Oh my God, Jesus, eradicate, disrupt this morning. Oh my God, and dismantle the places, God, where these covens are taking place. Dismantle the kingdom of darkness this morning. Send them on the run this morning, Jesus. Oh my God, Jesus. There was a woman that approached you, God, in scripture, and she said, Lord God, that her son was being tormented by demons. Sometimes they
they'll throw him in the water. Sometimes they'll throw him in the fire. As if, Lord God, they came to provoke you, because you baptize us with water and with fire. But God, sometimes it seems like some of these demonic spirits, God, are here to torment and to provoke us. So God, we send the Holy Ghost this morning after them this morning. Every lieutenant of darkness, every general of darkness, even after the enemy himself, Satan himself, oh my God, Jesus, put him in its place. God, you snatched the keys of death, hell, and the grave from him, and you rose up triumphantly with all power in your hand. And we pull on the all-powerful, almighty God this morning. We say to dismantle, God, every Ouija board, dismantle, God, every witch, dismantle, God, the operations, God, of the warlocks. Oh my God, Jesus. We know Pharaoh had Jambres and Janus, oh my God, and sorcerers working in his kingdom. And God, we don't know all what, Lord God, is going on in leadership in these United States. We don't know, Lord God, all what's going on with leadership around the world and what spirits they're pulling on. But we can see, Lord God, the evidence, God, being made manifest in the earth. So, God, we send your Holy Ghost after them, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. We ask you to expose them this morning in the name of Jesus. My God, just like you exposed the prophets of Baal, God, expose them this morning. Just like you destroy the prophets of Baal, Lord God. Oh, my God, Jesus. God, destroy them this morning. Destroy the works of darkness this morning in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we ask you, God, to move. We ask you, God, to intervene. Oh, my God, Jesus, every wicked spirit, every Ahab spirit, every Jezebel spirit, oh, my God, Jesus, that does not desire righteousness and truth and godly living and holiness, we curse it now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we loose the anointing and the Holy Ghost, God. We loose the power this morning of Jesus Christ himself. We ask you, God, to be with us. We ask you, God, for every person on this line this morning. Oh, my God, Jesus, get into our business. There's no place, God, we have no privacy when it comes to you. Oh, my God, Jesus, every barrier that we've erected, God, tear it down. In the name of Jesus, invade our space this morning, God. We need your power, God, in our homes. We need your power on the streets. Oh, my God, folk have been gunned down in their homes, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, by the very people that are assigned to protect them. So, God, we need your protection, God. We need to hear you, God. We need an express word from you this morning. God, we need to hear you, God, before we go on the street. If you say don't go, then we ought to listen. If you say go here and not go there, God, we pray this morning, God, that you give us, Lord God, an express word, God. Oh, my God, because we're living in evil days. So, God, we put our lives in your hands this morning. Oh, my God, orchestrate, Lord God, and order our steps this morning. Oh, my God, we recognize that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. We don't go where we want to go. We don't say what we want to say. Oh, my God, Jesus, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the saints, God. Oh, my God, that is still holding on, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, we thank you for, Lord God, the long-suffering God. Oh, my God, that we are holding out, God, because we already know what the end is going to be. Oh, God, Jesus, we look forward to the day when we hear, oh my God, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my court. Oh my God, Jesus. When we see the angel standing, God, oh my God, and asking the question, who are they? And we hear, Lord God, the word of God declares, these are they that have come through. Oh my God, they've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and they've come through great tribulations. My God, we look forward to that day. Oh, God, when we'll be with you for eternity. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, that we don't have to go through what we go through on this side of life. Oh, my God, because of sin. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you on this morning. We ask you to have your way this morning.
Father God, remember those who are engaged in human trafficking, God, the pimps, God, oh my God, the Johns, Father God, those that are, Lord God, somehow in that midst, God, that are moving women and girls, God, and boys, God, from places to places, God, to exploit them. We curse that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we send you after them, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, we ask you in the name of Jesus on this morning, Lord God, to execute your power in the earth. My God, sometimes they think that the people that they have control over is no match for them. But God, I know who they're no match for you. God, let them run into the righteous hand, the right hand of God. Oh, my God, the God of power, the God of might. My God, we ask you this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, execute your power in the earth realm right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your warring angels on assignment this morning in the name of Jesus. We tear down every stronghold this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Righteous God, Prince of Peace. Oh, my God, Lion of Judah, we send you on assignment this morning. Oh, God, Jesus, tear down every stronghold this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every regional spirit, every territorial spirit. Oh, my God, every imp, every demon, every lieutenant, every general that Satan has dispatched, God, in our world, we curse the assignment in the name of Jesus, that it will be rendered null and void this morning in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, my God, we decree and declare, God, that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon that's formed against the people of God shall ever prosper in the name of Jesus, that it will return back to the bosom of those that have dispatched it. In the name of Jesus, God, we look to the God of heaven this morning, the God that answers by fire, the God that licked up the water, that licked up the dirt, that licked up the sacrifice. Oh, my God, we call on that God this morning. We call on you this morning, God, to do what no other power on earth can do. Oh, my God, let the witches take their seat. Let the warlocks sit down. Let the demons run when they look at the God of heaven, the all-consuming fire of God. We call on you this morning, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, do, Lord God, for us what no other power on earth can do. God, save, deliver, heal, and set free this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Remember all black men, God. Oh, my God. We pray for men in the hall this morning. We don't see them anymore. They're almost, God, absent from the homes, absent from the churches, absent from prayer. But God, Lord God, there's always a remnant. Oh, my God. We pray for those who are behind prison bars this morning. We pray, Lord God, for a wicked and a brutal system, Lord God, that would even, God, put them behind bars, God, just to make money. That spirit of greed and mammon that has risen up through the ranks, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, of even, Lord God, the political system, that they would figure out a way, God, how to make money, was to snatch men out of their homes. And when they're absent, God, my God, the enemy comes in after their children, after their wives, after their mothers and their sisters, God, because there's no protection. God, we send your Holy Ghost this morning. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to root out corruption in the name of Jesus from these political systems, God. Oh, my God, every wicked spirit, we bind you this morning in the name of Jesus. We curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, we loose the anointing and the Holy Ghost this morning over the lives of young black men and young black boys this morning. My God, God, cause them to rise up, God, and to serve you. Cause them to remember the God of heaven. Oh, my God, that even in this Western world, God, even the slaves who were bought over in slave ships, my God, Jesus, to be exploited. You know, we'll shake it up, Jesus, even the slaves, God, still pray.
praise you. And when the enemy tormented them and said, how can you sing the Lord God's song in a strange land? Oh my God, Jesus, deep down in their spirit, they heard songs like Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. My God, they were in the fields, God. Oh my God, picking cotton and doing Lord God, work that they weren't even designed to do. But God, Jesus, you never left them. Oh my God, Jesus, now that we've become so comfortable, we are walking away from you. God, we curse every strange appetite from our people, God, that would run after material gains, God, and forget the God of heaven, the God who brought us over, the God, Lord God, that was able, God, to take us from under, Lord God. Oh my God, slavery and Jim Crow. Oh my God, and every other type of oppression, colonialism. Oh my God, Jesus, that kind of God, this morning we worship you. We thank you, God. Oh my God, some of us, God, even like the sons of Enoch, oh my God, we're forward enough to shake our fist in your face, God, as if, Lord God, you were on our level. Oh my God, Jesus, God, we ask you to forgive us as a people and help us to repent and turn. And Lord God, not to run after material gains, God, but to run after you, whose righteousness and peace, oh my God, and joy. God, we thank you today. We ask you to have your way, God. Bless the men, God. Bless the men, God, who are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And God, give them, Lord God, the courage to go out and witness, God, to those who are lost, who don't know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you for the saints of God. We thank you for the wailing women who stay on the wall and pray, God, and seek your face. We thank you on this morning, and we give you all the glory and all the praise this morning in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. We honor you today. So, God, for just the opportunity, God, to come before you in prayer. Oh, God, we take nothing for granted, even in this hour. We thank you, oh, God, for the full use and activities of our limbs. We thank you for the mind to pray. We thank you, God, for your spirit, oh, God, that reveals to us, oh, God, those things that are necessary in this hour. Father, we bless you. God, that your word declares, oh God, when we do not know how to pray as we ought, that the Spirit make an intercession for us with moanings and groanings that cannot be uttered. And so we thank you this morning for the Spirit of the living God arising on the inside of us, God, and even giving us what to pray. We thank you, oh God, for giving us a mind to come together collectively and lift up your name, oh God, to declare that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, besides you, there is no other God. Nobody compares to you. Nobody is your equal, God. And so, Father, on this morning, we pray that you would give us the words of wisdom as we go throughout this day. And God, that you would give us, God, hallelujah, oh God, what to say. And God, that you would drive out every spirit, oh God, that positions itself to choke out, God, the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Oh God, we turn back, oh God, everything that's not like you. God, we turn it back to the sender, Father. And Father, we pray the spirit of liberty today. God, in the lives of your people, oh God, we pray, oh God, that we will be able, oh God, to effectively communicate. Oh God, to the God of our salvation. Oh God, we bless you for it this morning. Oh, glory to God, Jesus. Oh, I feel the Spirit of the Lord this morning. Let's just open up our mouths this morning and worship. My God, such a heavy anointing on this line.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
the time that was shut down, the money forces. It cannot have us.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, for the places you are calling your people into. Oh God, that you're calling us, oh God, into the deep places of God in such a time as this. Oh God, that we might be able to effectively war against, oh God, every trick of the enemy. Oh God, I pray for us this morning. Oh God, it cannot man so. God, that we'll be able, oh God, it man so good. God, be able to drive out everything that's not like you. I pray for us, oh God, even in this hour. Oh God, that you'll give us what we need. Oh God, to be able to communicate, oh God, in the spirit realm what is necessary even in this hour. God, that we will be able to open up our mouths wide, oh God, and that you would feel it. It came out. So, thank you, oh God, that we will be able to express, God, what the will of the Lord is even in this hour, God, that you would call us, oh God, to be able to step in, oh God, in the realm of the Spirit, God, and be able to silence every spirit that's not like you. I thank you, oh God, God, for the voice of authority that is in the mouth of the believer. God, that you would stir up that sound in the earth. God, in every spirit of demonic oppression. God, be cast down, oh God, and annihilated. Under the authority of the name Jesus Christ. Oh God, we plead the blood of the Lamb this morning. God, where there are many spirits, oh God. God, that come against, oh God, the will of God in this hour. Against that,
oh God,
in the name of
Lord,
Jesus,
works
of the church. But Father, I pray today that our hands be strengthened. God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will advance your church in this hour. I decree and I declare no more delay. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will speak to every crippled place in the spirit. I pray, oh God, that you will break every lame spirit. God, that comes, oh God, to hinder our ability, God, to move forward. I thank you, oh God, amen. So come on. God, that we are a mature man. God, operating in the earth, declaring the word of the Lord, declaring what God is doing, even in this hour. I declare that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our God. I thank you. God, that your righteousness, God, is shining forth, oh God, through the hearts of men. And Father, that we stand in our rightful position. God, to declare the will of the Lord. God, strengthen our hands this morning. God, anoint our minds. Anoint our feet, oh God, to go into the assigned territory. God, that you have given unto us. I thank the altar. I, God, I, God, we declare what your word says. I, God, that you've assigned watchmen on the wall. I, God, that will not keep silent. And, God, they would give you no peace until, oh, God, Israel is made a praise in the earth. And, Father, I pray today for intercessors that understand their position and their calling. I, God, the first out of nation of people, oh God, in my soul. I, God, that represent the Lord. Without compromise, that fair integrity. I, God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every seducing spirit that comes to snare our soul.
Every spirit,
oh God, of intimidation that comes to break our will. God, and calls us to struggle with the decision, oh God, that we made. For Christ we live and for Christ we die. My God, in my soul, God, we hold fast to our profession of faith. Father, I pray, oh God, for those that would sound the alarm. God, let us open up our mouths. It cannot say, God, regardless of where we are, it cannot regardless of where our life has us in this season, Father, we will declare, God, that Jesus is Lord. We will hold fast, God, to our profession of faith. Oh, God, we declare we will not be weary in the way of doing. Father, for your word declares that we shall reap if we faint not. I thank you. God, am I so? Oh, God, that anyone there is no failure. I thank you, oh, God. God, that in you there is no failure. It cannot amount to. And God, therefore, we pray, make our feet like high and seek, and cause our very hands to war. Amen. So put a God, amen. God, give us the anointing to press through and to break through. I pray for a breaker's release. I pray for a breaker's anointing. I pray that we will break through, oh God. It cannot be God, into the next place in the spirit. Thank you, oh God, for giving us what we need. Oh God, in my soul to access the realms of the spirit. Oh God, that you have called us to access. I believe by faith, oh God, that you must sign, even according to your word, every man a measure of faith. I thank you, oh God, that we release our faith and prayer against every dark spirit, against every seducing spirit, against every spirit of deception, against the spirit, God, that comes, our God, to bind us and prevent us from walking in purpose. I pray today in the name of Jesus that the strong man, it cannot show, God, oh God, that opposes our faith and opposes our progress. I, God, that it be broken and turned back and dissolved forevermore. Father, I pray even now, oh God, that your will be done. It cannot be Sunday. He God, we say, let the prayer wheel turn this morning. God, down in our soul, we thank you. We thank you. I, God, let them turn in the White House. Let them turn even now. I, God, let it turn in the nations of our enemies. I, God, nations that privately, oh God, come against us. Father, I pray in this hour that you would make visitation even to those nations. Father, make visitation to the homes of our enemies. Ah, God, those that plot our demise. Eh, Mando Shabbat. Ah, God, the evil wishers. Father, we pray this morning you make visitation. Ah, God, for your word declares that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. But Father, I pray, I, God, that you would call us to obey the word, to bless those that curse us, to pray for those that despitefully use us and speak all manner of evil against us. Ah, my God, that we'll be able to endure hardness. As a good soldier, I pray in this hour, oh God, for endurance. Oh, we will endure. I declare it. I declare endurance. We will not turn back. Oh, yes. And you've got to lift up your voice this morning and go into the realm of the spirit and dismantle in this hour every strange spirit that is in operation. Every spirit that comes to lock up our worship service. Every spirit that comes to lock up our intercession. I need you to open your mouth this morning and begin to dismantle those spirits. That they shall be brought to shame when they make visits in our sanctuaries on tomorrow because of the spirit and the presence of the Lord that abides in the house. And we thank you that you're raising up watchmen and warriors, God, in every house that will be able to effectively engage in warfare. God, that will not be overcome by the distractions of life.
Words of men, hi, man. So, my God, hey, man, so come on.
need you to pray in your heavenly language even now. If you could just begin to open up your mouth and pray in your heavenly language. But when we do not know how to pray as we ought, the Spirit make it intercession. We need the Spirit to intercede for us. There is some things that are happening around us that we cannot articulate in English. Our natural man does not have the revelation of what's happening, but our spirit man knows. And I thank you on this morning that you open up your mouth and allow the Spirit of intercession to flow from you. For when a man speaks in an unknown tongue, he speaks not to man but to God. When he prays in an unknown tongue, he prays unto the Lord. There's some things, God, we need you to fix that we don't even know we need to be fixed. There's some places we need you to visit that we don't even know we need you to visit. There's some healing we need, we don't even know we need. There's some deliverances we need, we don't even know we need. And so, Lord, we thank you for the Spirit making intercession. Oh, God, let your Spirit intercede for us.
Yes, Lord.
Given to us, we give it back to you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. And we recognize every gift and calling. It is without repentance. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, purify them. Purify them. That we will give them to you with honor. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That we don't defile God. See it come on.
Jesus.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He is indeed worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun. To the going down of the same. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being the umpire of our soul. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep us in this hour. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Condition us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless him this morning. For a time of intercessory prayer, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you that was able to join us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We pray that the Lord has met you in the only way that he can. Thank you again for joining us. We look forward to connecting with you again on next week. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Go in peace and God bless.